Senate Democrats are expected to announce plans to avert the impending sequester that could come the 1st of March, and Republican Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky has his own views on the upcoming federal budget cuts. He joins us live now on WTOP. Senator, welcome. Good to have you with us this morning.
Good morning. Glad to be with you.
Well, there's a new idea on the table here. The Democrats are looking at trying to cut both spending and also at the same time increase taxes. How are you responding to that?
Well, another dumb idea. You know, they just raised taxes 3 months ago. Did they not get enough of a fix then? We've got to cut spending. You know, when President Obama came into office, we were spending about 20% of GDP. Now we're up to close to 25% of GDP. He's exploded spending up here. Stimulus after stimulus hasn't worked. We still have 12 million people out of work. So I'd say cut spending. I think the sequester has to go through. And people need to realize the sequester is not even really a cut in spending. It's a cut in the rate of growth of spending.
A lot of people think that the stimulus spending has worked and that things are better, we're on the right track, and that maybe now's not the time to stop spending altogether.
Yeah, well, when you measure the spending for some of the stimulus package that the president has passed, it was like $500,000 per job created. And that's, you don't find a whole lot of people out there making $500,000 at their job. So, no, it didn't really work. And government can't make good decisions on where products should be made or what products should be made. That's what the beauty of the marketplace is. 300 million people get to vote every day on which products will succeed and which products they want when they go to the store. But you don't want government making that decision, because when government makes a decision, they give the money to people to make solar panels who just so happened also to be rich people who were contributors of the president.
Let me ask you this, Senator. The proposal that Patty Murray and others are going to put forward among the Democrats in the Senate today is about $120 billion in spending cuts and new tax revenue, which the Democrats say is a 50-50 split. Are you saying all of that has to come from spending and none of it can come from new revenue?
Only if you want to take more revenue out of the private sector, that's bad for the private sector. So that'll cost you jobs and it'll slow the economy down. Government spending, however, is often deleterious. It's something that doesn't help the economy. So when you cut government spending or cut regulations in government, then you'll allow private sector to grow. But it's a bad idea to raise taxes. The only real stimulus that ever works is leaving more money in the economy, which means lowering taxes.
As hurtful as some people think the sequester would be to our economy, is it worth it going through that, or maybe coming up with some type of a compromise with less pain?
I think the sequester, cutting spending, or cutting the rate of growth of spending, is absolutely a good idea, and I don't think it'll hurt the economy one bit. I think, if anything, it might show people who do the credit rating for our country that we're serious about trying to change the course of things.
Well, what
but most people, Bowles Simpson said that a trillion wasn't nearly enough. They said you probably need a $4 trillion cut in proposed increases to even get close to
right,
not being
but Bowles Simpson also said a 50-50 split between spending cuts and new tax revenue. When you say that government spending doesn't have an impact on the economy, in the fourth quarter, we saw, especially in December, what appeared to be some constriction in the economy, and that was considered to be a result of a massive, sharp cut in federal spending.
That's a fallacy. There haven't been any cuts in spending. I mean, look at it. When we're talking about cutting a trillion over 10 years, we're talking about cutting a trillion while spending is going to go up $9 trillion. So when you cut a trillion from $9 trillion, spending's still going up $8 trillion over the next 10 years. There have been absolutely no spending cuts in Washington. So for people to say, oh, we didn't spend so much in the fourth quarter and the economy went down, it's absurd. We didn't cut any spending. We're not even really tinkering with the rate of growth of spending.
Senator, thank you so much for coming on with us. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Republican Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky joining us live this morning.